नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मन्मना भवा मद्भक्तो मद्याजी माम नमस्कुरु। मन्मना मद्भक्तो मद्याजी माम नमस्कुरु। मामे वैश्यसि युक्त्वैवं आत्मानं मत्परायणः। मन्मना भव मद्भक्तो मद्याजी माम नमस्कुरु। मामे वैश्यसि युक्त्वैवं। आत्मानं मत्परायण। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मन्मना मद्भक्तो मद्याजी माम नमस्कुरु। मामे वैश्यसि युक्त्वैवं आत्मानं मत्परायणः। मन्मना मम मद्भक्तो मद्याजी माम नमस्कुरु। मामे वैश्यसि युक्त्वैवं आत्मानं मत्परायणः। मन्मना always thinking of me, bhava become my mama my bhakta devotee yet mat my yaji worshipper mam unto me namaskuru offer obeisance mam unto me eva certainly yeshasi you will come yuktva being absorbed evam thus आत्मानं योर सोल मत्परायणः डिवोटेड टू मी। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद। प्रभुपाद की प्लीज रिपीट। एंगेज योर माइंड ऑलवेज इन थिंकिंग ऑफ मी बिकम माय डिवोटी ऑफर ऑब्लिगेशंस टू मी एंड वर्शिप मी being completely absorbed in me surely will come to me. The thing is the mind is the main thing. However hard we try we cannot concentrate it on anything. What to talk of the spiritual matters which are not really visible to our skin eyes. These are the charma chakshu, eyes of the skin. As we have seen from Srimad Bhagavatam, that all that is we see with these skin eyes has no endurance. It cannot continue. I am seeing this all. I am seeing my house, I am seeing my wife and children, I am seeing, whatever I see. Nashvaram grahyamanam cha. We have learned. What is that word? Yadidam manasa vacha. Mind. This is mind. And here, Krishna wants to divert our mind from all these things to His alone, His nature. And the other hand, He has described in the pages of Bhagavatam that mind being material, it will always show you the material things. That's definite. If I am a gold merchant, I'll show you gold. If I'm a cloth merchant, I'll show you cloth. If I have a restaurant, I'll give you eatables. Because what I have, I'll give. The mind being material, always present the material things in front of you. And everything here is bewildering. That's a fact. Unless we come to the conclusion, our mind will never be diverted. And whether we like it or not, the conclusion is this. Then material things which we are visualizing by the mind and other senses, they are nashvaram, very temporary in nature and destructive. Both things are there. Temporary, nobody can refute this. And not only temporary, but destructive. It is already on the path of the destruction. And that's why any material situation will not solve your problems which are not very easily solvable. They cannot save you from janma, taking birth. They can never save you from death. You have so much advancement, but there is another injection which will help you not to die. Death is certain, as sure as death, in English it said. These problems remain as they are, with all our solutions. And mind being encaged in these conditions cannot see beyond. It only grapples within birth, death, disease and old age. That's all. Beyond that, refuses to accept anything. And all the worldly situations being conditioned with these four problems, they have no capacity to make you happy. That is for certain. Ones who visualizes the incapacity of the material things to stop the unsolvable problems of birth, death, disease and old age, then he or she may try to find out something beyond this. Param. Something transcendental to this. And fortunately, we have the original sources which dissipate this knowledge through Vedic culture. The essence of all the Vedas is given in Bhagavad Gita. Vedaishya sarvaihi aham eva vedyo. Out of all the Vedas, I am to be known. The conclusion of the Vedas. So our culture has a conclusion. Vedaishya sarvaihi. Whatever you know, whatever you don't know, from all these things, aham eva vedyo. You only have to know me, that's it. Vedanta krutveda videva chaham. I am the compiler of the Vedas and I am the knower of the Vedas. The conclusion is very simple. And this is Vedic culture. Veda means knowledge. There is so much knowledge around. Out of all the knowledge, I am to be known. Vedaishya sarvaihi aham eva, certainly. Certainly I am to be known. Nothing else. And why? He gives reason. Vedanta krut. I am the compiler of Vedas. I have compiled the Vedas. So Vedas are not written by the conditioned soul, who are conditioned by these birth, death, disease and old age. Conditioned soul cannot present the reality. Conditioned soul can present the conditional reality, where the actual reality has no conditions. Krishna was existing before the creation, with the creation he is there, and after annihilation of this whole show, he will also remain there. Aham eva asam eva agre, na anya dhyasyata satparam. Aham eva asam agre, aham eva asam, aham eva, I certainly, he is very definite about it. However, asam, I am certainly existing, agre, before the creation, I was here. There is nothing else. Pashchadamayadetacha. After this annihilation also, whatever remaining, I will be there. Pashchadamayadetacha. Yovashishyeta. Whatever is avashishyeta, whatever is the balance is there, again, so smeham. So asmi aham. I am that. It's very clear in Bhagavatam. And this is the knowledge. And then he leaves us to realize it. He has given freedom. He has given the original knowledge. Now if we realize this knowledge, put into practice, we will be happy. Otherwise we will be suffering. To the ratio you can put this knowledge into practice, to that ratio, either you are suffering or enjoying. There is no other way. And that's why our mind, somehow or the other, with the different arguments given in scripture by Krishna, has got to be convinced of this point. If there is no other way means, we have to follow the way which he recommends. Otherwise, suffer. As it is, we are suffering. The whole world is full of suffering, full of defeat. Tavat parabhava bodha jato. Till that time, tavat parabhava, defeat, abodha jato, because we are born in ignorance. And that's why we are defeated all the time in this world. There is no gain. There is no meaning in the world. This our Nirmal has coined a very nice word. World, you know. World. What is the spelling of world?
W-O-R-L-D.
So W, he calls it walk. O is or. Walk or. R, run. Walk or run. L, lose. D, definitely. There is world. You walk or run. You do the work slowly, silently, or you will be very passionate. But lose definitely. There is no gain in these activities. We may have argument that, oh, people win. Where they have factories and this. The more material things you have, the more worried you are. And your all valuable time which is allotted to this body for the realization of the Supreme Truth is wasted in managing the material things which are very temporary. So winning here in this world is a great loss. Instead, a man who doesn't possess anything is the best man. Because you don't possess anything, You don't waste your time at all. And he also eats two chapatis. And that man may be suffering from diabetes, he will not be able to eat chapatis. Condition eating again. This is the result. You are completely misguided in the winning point of in this world. Here win means great loss. And loss is all right. He doesn't have anything, so he can devote some time at least for this spiritual thing. If we cannot do that, then this human existence is useless. Except human being, I mean to say the man, living entities, nobody hoards. There are so many species. Pigeons want to eat the grapes, but they don't have a bag with them. Oh, there's a bag heap up there. I'll put the bag and fly. No. They'll just eat and go away. For tomorrow they don't worry. Cows cannot hoard. Dogs cannot hoard. Nobody has any holding capacity except the man. We are the only greedy pigs. There you go, take whatever you need and again take something to hold. These tendencies are drawing us away from the reality. We don't understand that Krishna is the root reason, cause of all causes, supreme prime cause. And we have completely overlooked it. And because of that, we are suffering unsurpassable miseries. Why? Because we are not diverted our minds to Krishna. Manmana Bhava, he says, you please get absorbed in me. Bhava Mad Bhakto, become my devotee. Again, we may pretend that I am a devotee. Frankly speaking, we are not devotees. Always we go to Krishna, Krishna, I want to Bombay, give me reservation. Yes, he said. So he is devoted to us, not we are devoted to him. And Krishna, I want to go to America, arrange. All right, he arranges again. So we want him to be a devotee to us. We are not devotee. Devotee doesn't demand anything. We work for his satisfaction. That is devotee. We don't force him to work for my satisfaction. That's the difference. So there are two types of devotees. Somebody wants him to satisfy their own demands. And somebody doesn't ask anything to him. But they see that he should be satisfied. And that is a real devotee. Only we should chalk out our programs so in the way that he will be satisfied. And not me. This, as we see in Bhagavatam, there is a verse how to satisfy Krishna. Trishyati Janardana. Three things he has given. Daya Sarva Bhutesha. Be merciful to all living entities. Sarve, then, what is it? Daya Sarva Bhutesha. Santushta Enakenva. In any situation, you must be satisfied. Santushtya ena kenava. Sarvendriyeshu prashantya. All indriyas must be completely under our control. All senses must be under our control. These three things, if you can try to achieve, Trishyati Asu Janardana, he satisfies Janardana completely. Yes.
Maharaj, which verse is this?
Huh?
Which verse is this?
I don't remember the number, but I'll give you tomorrow. You have Bhagavatam, you have computer?
I don't have computer, but we can find it if
you know. Yeah, yes. I think it's 4th canto. But I'll give you tomorrow the number. Different number I'll give you. This, it starts as Daya Sarva Bhuteshu. Daya, D-A-Y-A, Y-A. Long. Daya. D-A-Y-A-Y-A, last A long. Daya Sarva Bhuteshu. Santushta Ena Kenava. Santushta Ena Kenava. Then Sarvendriyeshu Prashantya. Sarvendriyeshu Prashantya. Comma. And last line. Trushyati Ashu Janardana. The devotee chalks out his program according to merciful attitude, complete satisfaction, and control of the senses. And if you want to remember these three things, merciful M, satisfaction S, and control C, MSC, Master of Science. If you remember MSSC, you can't go wrong at all. This is how we have to become a devotee, Bhavamad Bhakto. Means we are to be devoted to him. Frankly speaking, we are so very illusioned that we want him to be devoted to us, and we claim that we are devotees. As soon as we come to this real knowledge, our whole attitude to the material world changes. In the material world, then we know that minimum or necessities are to be met so that the soul and the body may be together to realize Supreme Absolute Truth. Otherwise, you don't have any other business here. So that is our freedom. We are completely free from the hoarding, from developing economic situation. We don't want. And suppose something is bound to come in our way, then that should be utilized for Krishna in a merciful attitude. This is satisfies Krishna. And then there are innumerable instructions which help these three things. These three things are the main thing. And then so many instructions are there how to be merciful to the living entities, how to be satisfied in any condition, and how we should control our senses. So many instructions are there. But only these three principles are to be cultivated. And whatever arguments we are given through the scriptures, we should study these arguments to develop these three qualities, and we'll see that in the end the result is charanadhin satisfied. Then we become devotees. His satisfaction should be our supreme goal. Sansuddhim, this is siddhi, the perfection. Haritoshanam, to satisfy Hari, is our goal of existence. Svanushtita dharmasya guna karma vyagasha. We may be situated in our own prescribed duties according to our qualities, but whatever do, Haritoshanam, the end result of it should be Hari is satisfied. And I am sure that you will not short of minimum necessities. Maximum necessities, artificial necessities, will make you miserable in this world. Both ways, they are killing. Your body will not be alright, and definitely your spiritual life will be destroyed. Artificial necessities should not be increased. And so far as possible, night work should be completely avoided. The night is not meant for work. It's only meant for rest. The lights also should be very dim here. Before night, whatever we have to do, we should do. Then take your japala in your hand. No need of seeing. Japa in. Japa, you don't see anything. That's how. Please try to follow these things. And so many innumerable instructions are there. Everywhere he sees, he shows the way how to control the senses. Everywhere he shows the way how to be merciful to others. Everywhere he shows the way how to be satisfied in any condition of life. But these are the three main principles we have to follow to satisfy Janardhan. The whole Bhagavatam is surrounding around these three things. Those who try to follow these three things, they are dear to him. Otherwise, then they have to suffer their own actions. These actions for Krishna we are following his satisfaction, so they don't have any reaction. Not yet. As soon as you control your senses, then your speech is completely controlled. Bad words will never come out of your mouth. For the mind is pure. First the mind contaminates and then your mouth opens. So not to open your mouth in bad things means not to think about the bad things. So we stop completely thinking process of the worldly things. Anyway, we cannot dictate in anything in the world. Everything is going on according to the desire of this Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why to meddle into him? Just speak minimum for the material things. Maximum should be Krishna consciousness. Our tongue should only open for Krishna, nothing else. And that is the safest way to behave in this world. Nobody can blame you because you are not talking anything else at all. Worldly returns, we are not interested in. So if you are not interested in worldly returns, you will not exploit anybody. This exploitation is going on because we want to grab others' possessions. And that's why the exploitation are there. The exploitations, they go on unlimitedly. We want to exploit the situation because we have increased our artificial necessities. So in order to meet the artificial necessities, you have to grab. And then again there is a difficulty in family life, that you may be try to be simple, but children are prone to be illusioned by illusory energy. So you cannot control really. So far as possible, you try to instruct them to be very simple. Go on with, if you are lucky, the wife will cooperate with you. If you are not lucky, she will not cooperate. But whether cooperation or no cooperation for anybody, we have to die alone on our way. So we have to chalk out our own program in the family life also. Because all different mentalities are coming together. Children have different mentalities. our kinsmen have different mentalities. There are so many relatives here and there, so many friends are there, all different mentalities work in a different way. But they should be pointed out to this root thing. And that's why, as soon as you know about these things, please put into practice in preaching. Preaching means reaching, as we have seen. Reach to the hearer and tell them what is to be done. It's up to them whether do or not. But we have done our duty to the best of our ability. And this is how, take out always the essential things from the pages of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That is Mad Bhakto, Bhava Mad Bhakto. And Madhyaji, all our whole life is his worship. We are carrying his duties. Madhyaji, Mam Namaskuru, always bow down before him. How nice, our small children come, they all go on the altar and throw themselves. And from childhood, if they are trained like this, future generation will be safe. So they should recite at the moment some Bhagavad Gita, some Bhagavatam, and eventually they will be interested. And one boy, Kashyap, can chant 16 rounds. Can we not chant 32? Please, these things have no limit. But worldly things, we should always put the limit. And they are limited, you know. All our banks are limited, companies are limited, everything. Otherwise there is no word limited, they will not register it. So they know that we are limited. But here this side, the study of Bhagavad Gita has no limit. The study at Bhagavatam has no limit. Study of realizing the scriptures has no limit. So no limit is here. You please go on endeavoring in this side. You are really dashing personality. This should be done. Instead what we do, that I have built a multi-story building. One building finished, another building I built. I do this, I do that, I do that, I do that. And we are wasting our valuable time in the things which are not permanent and which are full of misery. And then again we think that I am successful. I have completed a building, I have sold it, I have got so much money. If Krishna willing, if you have plenty of riches, use it for, as it is, the riches, it's not going to continue. Everything is changing in this world. Whatever you have today, it may look that you have, but just by holding it decreases. The inflation bites it. So just by keeping it reduces. All currency fluctuations are there. Gambling is there. So many things are happening in this world in which there is a risk that today we have so much money, tomorrow we may lose everything. In this age, the safest way is Krishna service. You have today money, please put for Krishna. That's how. Otherwise it is going to vanish. And again there is a risk that we have so much balance. But I may die today, so what is going to happen to balance? Again somebody will pounce on it. Please, this is the reason. And as soon as you put these things into practice, the manmanabhava, mind should be completely diverted first. Then devotee we have to become. Worship should go on. And namaskuru, and be humble to me. And mam eva eshasi. Then he guarantees that definitely you will come to me. Yuktvaivam. What is the meaning of yuktvaivam? Prabhu has what to say.
Being so absorbed.
This is absorption. Mind is absorbed. Our whole existence is absorbed in devotee. Our worship, our all the senses are absorbed. and our mind is offered to him eventually. And as soon as you have sword like this, then definitely you are coming to me. Atmanam matparayana. What is the meaning of Atmanam?
Devoted.
Huh?
Devoted.
Devoted to me. Atmanam?
Atmanam, your soul.
Ah, your soul. Your soul. Matparayana. What is?
Devoted.
Soul, there is no difficulty in devoting the soul. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna. So he is already devoted to it. It's a very tiny particle. So tiny particle has to be devoted to the supreme particle. So the result is, when these material faculties are absorbed in Krishna, soul is definitely going to be absorbed. There is no difficulty in that. But many times we force material faculties not to absorb in Krishna. So soul is dragged into it many times. Soul is nothing. Soul is passive. Soul is the force behind it. The force may be diverted in the correct direction or wrong direction. Here the correct direction is given. Tan man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskar. How many? Man mana bhava bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskar. Four things. And if you do these four things seriously, at least one, if mind is absorbed, the train will follow. If the engine is alright, the car will drag. The seats are beautiful, glasses are very nice, everything is very good, but if the engine doesn't work, everything fails. Your mind is the engine. Mind is the controlling sense. So as soon as the controlling sense is controlled, other things, we don't worry. They are going to follow the mind. So mind is the main thing. This is the purport of this. And the first sentence is work. Why we are doing? Read the first sentence from the purport. Mm-hmm. No.
There was one purport for
that. Where purport?
First one. In this verse, It is clearly indicated that Krishna consciousness is the only means of being delivered from the clutches of this contaminated material world.
The contaminated material world. What is the contamination here? What is the contamination in the material world? Yes? Pardon?
It is lust only, all you.
Yeah, lust is there. And because of this lust, we are entangled into this. So Janma Murti Jaravari is a great contamination. As soon as you have to accept the material body, you have to be born, you have to die, you have to become old and you have to become deceased. It's a great loss. A great contamination. Because lust drags you to accepting bodies again and again. Kamesha krodesha rajuguna samudva papmanam padhiyanam. We should come to our senses. This is contamination. Only one sentence you will remember, that Krishna consciousness reduces or frees us from these clutches of metal contamination. And please ponder over these points. And as we are developing our life, please continue to develop. And that is the unlimited search. Every moment again, we are bound to glide down. Again, we are bound to glide down. So we have to pick it up. What do we? Yato yato nishchalati, chanchalam asthiram, tato tato niyamya, etad atmani evam vasham nayet. This is regarding mind. Yato yato, Bhagavad Gita, 6 chapter, I think. Yato yato nischadati chanchalam asthiram. Yato yato nischadati chanchalam. 626. See, read.
Yato
yato nischarati.
Huh?
No? Yato
yato
yato? Yato yato nischarati. Manaschanchalam
sthiram.
Niyamya. Ito atmanevam. Pashanaya. Read the equivalent. Yato yato? Translation.
From wherever the mind wanders, due to
flickering and unsteady nature,
one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Read the purport.
The nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady, but a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him.
That's it.
One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas, or servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesha, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way for bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice.
Finished?
Yes.
This is the point. This verse goes with it. Man is the main thing, mind. And so many instructions are there. In Raghugana incident also in Srimad Bhagavatam. In all the instances, mind is described. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki. See it all. It's so easy to understand, but it's very difficult to put into practice.